Hey.
Oh, hi. You've been shopping. Yep. Well, I know that's not my Mother's Day present, since you leave that to the last possible moment.
Ha! This just happens to be your Mother's Day present.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Ruin it?
No. I want to see your face light up on Mother's Day.
Why? Is it a flamethrower?
You're going to love this.
Let me see. Oh, just what I always wanted, a muffler.
Well, if anyone could use a muffler, it'd be you.
I should have known. You and the boys haven't given my present a moment's thought.
Yes, we have.
You have not. You're just going to run the boys to the nearest mini-mart and buy the first thing you see.
I encourage my boys to buy quality gifts.
Yeah, right. Like this multicolored candy necklace.
This isn't just candy. These are breath mints.
Yeah. And these priceless things here.
I bought those. Those are one of a kind.
Ever wonder why, Tim?
A lot of women pay big bucks to look like a rearview mirror, hon.
Tim, I don't want you to go out and buy the boys' presents to give me. You know, I want them to give me something that's from their hearts.
All right. We'll get the boys together. We'll gear up this year. We'll make May 16th a day you never forget.
Mother's Day is May 9th.
I know. But around here, we celebrate May 16th. It's Muffler's Day. Before your mom comes down. Mark, you're the lookout.
Okay.
All right. I don't want your mom to hear this.
Where'd you go up this time?
The toaster, but she knows about Dad. No. I want to talk about a Mother's Day gift.
Come on, Dad. We still have 4 days till we have to buy her something.
No, that's exactly my point. She doesn't want us to do that. She wants something from the heart. So you know what we're going to give her?
Blood.
No ventricle breath, not blood. When I get home from work, we're going to build her something.
Come on, Dad. Let's just buy her something.
Yeah.
Well, this is your mom we're talking about.
I know.
Do you know that you were a very difficult birth?
Mm-hmm.
Breech baby?
Mm-hmm.
Elbows straight up like grasshoppers?
Mm-hmm.
176 hours of labor?
Mm-hmm. Right, Dad. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Here she comes.
Ixnay on the gift day, eyes gaze.
Planning my Mother's Day gift already? Gosh, I'm so impressed. I'm not even going to ask you what you're buying me.
We're just trying to make you something.
Hey.
You're going to make me something. I love that idea. Thank you. Okay, guys, build away. Now, boys, don't forget to put your lunches in your backpacks and brush your teeth before you go, okay?
Bye.
Love you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Oh, you need gas in your car.
Oh, no.
Hey, way to go, loudmouth. Now we actually have to build something.
Nice attitude. Come on, guys. I already took the hot rod out of the garage. When I get home from work, we'll turn it into Man Central. Huh? Saw blades, cuts, slivers, blisters. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Come on, a little Mother's Day grunt. I love you, Mommy, the greatest.
Love you, Mommy, the greatest.
Friends haven't difficulty removing all that gunk out of that ugly bathroom drain? Well, these are just a few of the products Benford gives you to remove dirt and grease, and in Al's case, loose beard hair. One of the most popular tools is called the plunger.
That's right. You might want to remind our viewers to coat the rim of the plug with petroleum jelly. This will help form a tight seal between the plunger and the drain.
Yes. Next, I'd like to show you Benford's closet auger.
Now, this particular auger helps clear toilet clutter.
Help me out. I got a big one of freshwater hairball.
And finally, our favorite choice, the Benford Trap and Drain Auger.
Normally called the Snake. Remember, folks, if it doesn't say Benford on it, you won't be able to flush it.
Well, we're just about out of time.
But before we go, I'd like to talk a little bit about Al's mother.
I prefer you wouldn't, Tim.
I know, but with Mother's Day coming up, I realize a lot of time I make fun of her on the show.
Yes, you do. My mother is frequently the butt of your jokes.
Al, you make this too easy.
Well, you're always poking fun of her cooking, of her weight, her love for bingo, her son.
Al, come in for a landing, okay? Being Mother's Day, I thought I'd make her a gift, kind of a peace offering.
Really?
Lisa?
Well, that was awfully big of you.
Well, I thought maybe for those festive Thanksgiving dinners, she might have a nice new apron.
Building in there.
Who said we were building anything?
Come on, what are you making?
Can't tell you. Top secret.
Brad, give me a hint.
No hints. You gotta be ashamed of yourself. You call yourself a mother. Come on, son.
What's a secret grunt? Enter. Hi, Mom. Have a popsicle?
Sure.
What's a secret grunt? Access denied. Too much estrogen content.
All I need to do is let the glue set.
Great job on the little jewelry box, son.
Thanks.
Quick and very nice. Take a little gander at Randy's.
Don't bother. It stinks, Dad. What is it? I can't even figure it out. Well, don't rack your brain. You might smash the pee.
Guys, give it a rest, okay? Take five. Don't worry about your brother. I think this birdhouse is really nice. I'll help you fix these walls.
What's wrong with them? They're up.
Well, if I use the miter box on them, I can take all the rough edges off and they'll fit real close together like this.
I'll just paint over them.
All right. If you want to paint over them, but at least we'll sand down some of this rough stuff, okay?
Look, Dad, I'll just buy Mom something.
Oh, don't buy her something.
But I don't like doing this stuff.
Yeah, you like it.
Dad, I didn't want to do this in the first place.
Oh, why don't I just finish it for you?
Great.
Is that all that your mother means to you?
Oh, come on, Dad. It doesn't matter. Mom's gonna love any piece of junk I give her.
Well, there's a nice sentiment. Why don't you just put that on the card? Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Here's some junk I know you love. Randy.
talking about? This is the Norwegian death hole.
No, it's not. I can still breathe.
Oh, really? How about this?
That's it.
Hey, guys, knock it off. Come on. Gosh, I liked it better when you were out in the garage with your father. At least you weren't trying to kill each other. What's your father doing out there now?
He's working on Randy's project.
Hey, shut up, Brad.
Hey, Randy, why is your father working on your project?
I don't know.
Randy.
I'm not good at building things. I don't care about tools.
Well, then why did you decide to build me something?
I didn't. Dad said I had to.
Oh. Hey, come on, guys. Pillows on the couch. Tim, let me in.
What's the secret, grunt?
Let me in now.
Close enough.
Why are you building Randy's Mother's Day gift?
I'm not. I'm just showing him the next step.
He's not in the room, Tim.
All right. He wasn't concentrating out here.
Well, maybe he's not interested in building stuff.
All my boys are interested in building stuff.
No, Randy's different. You know, he likes performing, ventriloquism, magic.
He could build this.
Tim, you're still not getting this. I want the boys to give me stuff that shows their feelings for me.
What are you going to do with a broomstick and a pointy hat?
I'm laughing on the inside, Tim. Now, look, I have faith in my boys that they will pick the perfect gift on their own.
Do you have the same faith in me?
No. No, I told you what I want. A fine dinner in a nice restaurant, okay?
We should go to Chez Pierre.
I called them last week. They were booked solid.
Should have called them and made reservations 2 months ago like I did.
You did that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey.
Yep, all set. Reservation for 5. Mother's Day gourmet feast.
Mm. Is that the one with the corsage and the champagne and the live music?
Mais oui. Boy, they go to a lot of effort on this bogus holiday, don't they?
Excuse me, did you call Mother's Day a bogus holiday?
Well, it's just invented by restaurant owners and florists.
So you don't think that women who go through the pain, torment, and suffering of childbirth don't deserve a special day?
You got a day. It's a Labor Day. Afternoon, Wilson.
Hi.
Oh, neighbor. What's with the flag?
Tim, I'm commemorating the upcoming holiday.
With a flag? It's not 4th of July, it's Mother's Day.
You see, Tim, back in 1914, Congress passed a resolution establishing Mother's Day as an official holiday.
What?
It was a proclamation calling on the public to display the flag as a sign of love and reverence for the mothers of our country. And it was issued by the President of the United States.
Now, Wilson!
Absolutely right, Tim. President Woodrow Wilson.
Well, maybe old Woodrow took credit for it. But I bet his mom gave him the idea.
Wilson?
Over here.
Do you have company?
Oh, my favorite kind of company. Mother. She just flew in from the Yukon.
Really? I finally get to meet your mom.
Uh-huh. Mom, I'd like you to meet my friend and good neighbor, Tim Taylor.
Hidey-ho, Timothy.
Hi.
You must be the confused one my son helps out from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm him. It sure is good to meet you. Ho! I see where Wilson gets his good looks.
Yes, I just flew her in to help her celebrate Mother's Day. We're going down to Greek town to drink ouzo and dance the horo.
Boy, you guys really like to get down, huh?
You know it, baby.
You know, Wilson, that was a great, it's a great idea, flying your mom in like that. Randy, my middle son is having trouble thinking of something for Mother's Day for my wife.
Oh, I'm sure she'll love anything he gives her.
Mm-hmm, that's right, Tim. After all, it was Pierre Corneille, the noted French playwright, who wrote, "I am in the habit of looking not so much to the nature of the gift as to the spirit in which it is given."
Oh, that's beautiful, yeah.
Excuse me, son, are you sure it was Corneille? I believe it was Robert Louis Stevenson.
Well, by golly, Mom, I think you're right.
Pierre Corneille wrote, "The manner of giving is worth more than the gift."
Act one, scene one of his play, Le Monteur.
Oh, you do your mother proud.
Oh, Mom.
Thanks, Wilsons. I was enjoying this quote fest. But remember, I'm the confused one. Mm. And I still don't know what to tell Randy about Mother's Day.
The most important gift you can give any mother is to let her know she's loved and appreciated.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Enjoy your time here. Greektown's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, today we're going to show you how to pour a concrete foundation.
That's right, and we'll be mixing our cement with the Binford 2000 cement mixer.
That's right. And to get a little help with that cement mixing, we got the cement mixing pros from K&B Construction Company up there in Bay City, Michigan to join us. And I expect a big tool time welcome for Dwayne, Pete, and Rock. Come on out, guys! Hey, it's great to have you guys here.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Timmy.
Well, why don't we get started with that concrete? We got to take our footing.
Excuse me, Tim. If we have just a minute, I'd like to read a poem, short poem that I wrote for my mom. She'll be spending this Mother's Day up at Michigan State.
University?
No, penitentiary.
Pete, this is neither the time nor the place.
She was framed, Tim.
I think under the circumstances, we could drop our tools for a couple minutes and give a salute to mothers anywhere. Or anywhere they spend their time.
An Ode to My Mother by Peter Bilker. That would be me. Who etched this tattoo in her purple muumuu? Mother. Mother. Who posted my bail every time without fail? Mother. Mother. And who rushed to the car with my severed thumb in a jar? Father. Father. But who sewed it back on when the doctor was gone? Mother. Mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mom!
You did a great job getting this thing working again.
Thanks, Dad. I couldn't have done it without your help.
You're the one that got it all cleaned up, fixed that spring on the bottom.
And the best part is, you're gonna disappear in it.
Okay, Dad, we're ready.
Oh, all right. Honey, come on down. We're all set. You guys know what to do. It just gets down here on three, right? One, two, three.
Learn, Mom, you're the best.
You're the best. All right.
You all look like such little gentlemen. You're so clean and well-groomed.
Mom, you don't have to rub it in.
This is the best Mother's Day gift I could get. Come on. Let's go to dinner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. It's a jewelry box.
Brad, this is beautiful.
But look what I made you.
Let me see.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh,
it's a recipe box.
I love this. Look at it. It's made out of popsicle sticks. What a surprise.
And, Mom, here's my gift to you. A magic trick.
That is just what I wanted.
And it's real magic, too. This is serious stuff.
Yeah?
Prepare to be amazed
by the great Randini.
Bravo!
Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you, thank you. And you all know my assistant, Tim the Jewel Man Taylor.
And a lovely assistant he is, too. Yes!
After I lock my assistant in the trunk, he will then disappear. What's this? Oh, sorry, that's my last assistant.
Boy, I tell you, you look a foot short.
Oh. Close
Fred, you want to help me out here? Okay. Please observe that there are no holes of any kind except in my assistant's head. Abracadabra. She'll make him reappear.
Oh, what is your hurry?
Abracadabra, don't stand near. Now my father will appear. Ta-da! Oops. Hey, where is he? I don't know.
Well, these are all great presents, boys. Let's go to dinner.
There's something moving in here. I'm laughing on the inside, honey. I want to laugh on the outside.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears you shed to save me.
Guys.
H is for the heart of purest gold.
Of purest gold.
E is for their eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right you'll always be.
She'll always be.
When you put them all together, they spell...
Mother!
A word that means the world to me.
The world to me.
Friends, having trouble unclogging that nasty bathroom drain? These are just few of the Benford products to help remove dirt, grease, and in Al's case, spare, no, loose, no. Next, I'd like to show you what we call the closet auger.
Now, this particular auger will clear